Today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. To check out the Kingsley 1945 collection, go to www.amitdevhonda.com and click on the Kingsley 1945 collection on the upper right-hand corner.
Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about how I recently saw Tudor Watch brand ambassador Lady Gaga perform live. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. So I just wanted to talk about, I recently had the opportunity to watch Lady Gaga on two separate occasions perform live in front of about 150 people or less. This is just was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in my life. It was completely unexpected, and I didn't have to pay a dime to go see it. I'm beyond grateful to the Nomad Hotel and to the Nomad my Nomad family for giving me the importance, the respect, and the opportunity to do so. Anyone who knows me, who follows me on my Instagram, my social media, I'm a huge fan of the Nomad Hotel and the Make It Nice group. They own the best restaurant in the world, which is called 11 Madison Park. I would highly recommend you watch the documentary 7 Days Out on Netflix. I will tell you the story about 11 Madison Park, the Nomad. You'll familiarize yourself a little more with it. It's a great place to go. I'm there almost every night when I'm in Vegas, and I consider it not just my home, but my living room. Listen, there are very few places I want to go where, like, I go there, I bring clients there, of course, I drink there, I eat there, I'm a fan of the brand, but there are very few places that I want to go professionally and take clients, and I want to go privately when I'm on my own, or when I'm with my family, or when I'm with my friends, or when I just want to, like, chill out. It's such a great place. There's two different spots across from each other. One is the Nomad Restaurant, which is probably the most spectacular dining room I've ever eaten in my life. It's a library, essentially. It looks like something out of the 20s and 30s. It looks like something out of Great Gatsby, actually. It's like a cross, I've always said it's like a cross between the Great Gatsby and the Sopranos. There's like a little bit of darkness. There's an underbelly of sinisterism in there. You know, all the Nomads are amazing, but different and unique in their own way. The New York one is almost very gothic, you know, looking. It's in that Flatiron area of New York near Union Square. You know, the one in LA is, you know, in downtown LA. It's in an old bank that was converted into the Nomad Hotel. And this one, I think the one in Vegas at the Park MGM Hotel is the nicest one. Certainly the most contemporary looking out of all of them. But there are two sides. One is the Nomad Bar. The Nomad Bar is one of the best cocktail programs on the entire planet. The Nomad Restaurant, I believe they're a 3-star Michelin rated kitchen. At least the chef is a 3-star Michelin chef who I had the opportunity to meet. His name is Chef Daniel Hum, and he's the man responsible for the food. It was just an amazing opportunity I had. So, you know, Brian Newman is a, you know, trumpet player. He is he's very accomplished. He's actually the band leader for Lady Gaga, jazz and piano. She has two different shows in Vegas. She has a residency. One is sort of her pop, what she's known for, her popular music. The other is jazz and piano. And, you know, he's her band leader. And not only that, but Lady Gaga is Brian Newman's daughter's godmother. And they're very close. They have phenomenal chemistry. I'm not a fan of Lady Gaga's music, but I am a fan of her as a person. And I went in with an open mind, you know, definitely. I did not know what I was going to, I did not know what to expect. I didn't know what kind of, you know, any of her music. So actually it was good. I went in there completely, like, not expecting anything. And I was blown the fuck away. She's one of the best performers I've ever seen live. Even though she's, you know, I'm into sort of more obscure, older music, you know, from the 60s and 70s. You know, I'm really into, you know, Bowie, Lou Reed, Joy Division, New Order, the New York Dolls, the UK Subs, the Misfits. you know, I love punk music, you know, the punk stuff that from the 70s that, you know, everyone knows, the Ramones and the Clash and the Sex Pistols, but also, you know, the bands that no one really heard of, the, you know, the Blitz and a couple of the Business, you know, and also ska, like the Specials and Selector and Madness and, you know, all this stuff that's like 40, 50 years old now, but still sounds so new even today. And so my music taste is definitely not like what Lady Gaga is, but you can tell she's definitely like, she loves Bowie. She was influenced by Bowie. Her name Gaga came from Queen, you know, Radio Gaga. You know, she's an amazing showwoman. I've never seen someone who's so in tune with who they are, who's an absolute performer like she is, who has so much passion in every move she makes. And she's a phenomenal singer. Her singing in the jazz and piano concert she did reminded me of, you know, she was you know, attempting and crushing big, like, Frank Sinatra hits like Luck Be a Lady and all those things that Frank Sinatra did. Like, she was doing those songs and she was doing them so incredibly and so passionately and so effortlessly. It was just so much fun to watch. And she's so short, you know, she's adorable, you know, and I was able to get some really candid shots of her and Brian Newman and, you know, the room and the way they looked against the room. And, you know, she even came to the Nomad Bar, which is off to the side of the Nomad restaurant, and her security guard put her on there. And my friend Adam was the bartender that evening, and he put a bottle of Jameson right next to her and was like, "You pour the drinks," jokingly. And she, you know, she was asking everyone what they wanted to drink. She was interacting with guests. She was making people laugh. She was just being herself. And I see why her fans are so fanatic about who she is. There's something really special and unique and amazing about her. Her energy, the way she talks to people. She's so humble, you know. She's so honest and humble with her intention. She's not afraid to be who she is, you know. She's frisky, she's sexual, she's open, she's compassionate, she's artistic, she's loving, you know. She has, I don't know, I've never seen a performer like her. And I pride myself on good music, and, you know, I think I went in with the right approach, not expecting anything, not having any bias against her, not having, you know, being a fan of her music as well. So I was really pleasantly surprised. The chemistry between her and Brian Newman is undeniable. The respect they have for each other is amazing. You know, the way in which they interacted with the crowd, with each other, with the other band members, it was unreal. It was, you know, where are you going to see a superstar like that, who's arguably one of the biggest pop stars, if not one of the biggest names on the planet that everybody knows, you know, 100 feet away, 5 feet away from you? It was something I'll never forget. You know, it's a one in a lifetime. I've had it twice in my life within a week of each other. And, you know, the Nomad is my home. I feel like everyone there is such a huge support to me and so kind to me, and they make my life really easy, and they make me enjoy the Nomad every day. And I don't have enough good things to say about the Nomad. I've been a fan of the brand for a long time, and I suggest that if you're in New York, which is where the original Nomad is behind the Flatiron building, or if you're in LA, downtown LA, definitely check it out. And of course, if you're in Las Vegas, then the Las Vegas Nomad at the Park MGM is the place I call home. They're about to open London, I believe, next year. It's just a phenomenal group of people, a phenomenal company, and they totally get it. They make luxury fun. There's no pretension. There's no bullshit. They you know, pay close attention to details. They love their regulars. Food is some of the best food on the planet. Like I said, watch the documentary 7 days out, and you'll see how spectacular a brand the Nomad is, and 11 Madison Park. But Lady Gaga, I mean, a lot of people don't know this, but she became the brand ambassador for Tudor about 2 years ago. Tudor Watch is a subsidiary brand of Rolex. It's a Rolex at a third of the price. It's made in the same or next to the same building as Rolex, within the Rolex, you know, compound, headquarters in Geneva. I can tell you I've owned a couple of Tudors. They're of the highest quality. It's one of the best values you can get in the entire watch industry. Lady Gaga is the female brand ambassador, and David Beckham is the male brand ambassador, two of the biggest names on the planet. And I'll tell you, Tudor should be extremely proud of Lady Gaga, of being in partnership with someone like her, because she just brings a lot of class, a lot of originality, a lot of warmth, and a lot of love to what she does. I'm not shocked that she's an Oscar winner, a Grammy winner, a BAFTA winner, a Golden Globe winner. I mean, she's so talented in everything she does, and I don't have enough good things to say. Honestly, I went there wanting to interview her about watches, because that's what I do. But honestly, I would love to talk to her about music. I would love to see what she listens to. I would love to see, you know, what inspired her to do what she does, because I find her very fascinating. I don't know anyone really who's as talented today as she is on such a mainstream level. A lot of people who shouldn't get credit do, but she really deserves it all. I mean, she's got a show with Tony Bennett. I mean, she's transcended music. And you know, to me, that's what it's all about. She reminds me of, you know, that Andy Warhol time. She's a New Yorker. She's not afraid to be a New Yorker. She's, you know, she's frisky. She's fun. She's, you know, tongue-in-cheek. She doesn't take herself too seriously. She does everything with 150% of her heart. That's what's amazing to me. I've never seen someone of that magnitude affect people. And that's the thing I have to say. Like, she truly affects people on a personal level. And that's really, really, really powerful. And I suggest, if you're in Las Vegas, Brian Newman's set ends of this leg of his, of what he's doing, on June 15th. I know Lady Gaga's ends around the same time, but I believe she's coming back in August to the Park MGM. Who knows? Maybe Brian Newman will be back as well, and maybe you'll be able to see him, and maybe they'll play together again at the Nomad restaurant. But that's such a powerful room. I mean, even if they're not performing at the same time, go in there, have dinner, take your family, go have some cocktails, go to the Nomad bar across, see what it's all about. It's really bringing a slice of the East Coast, and specifically New York, to Las Vegas. And I'm very honored and proud to have been made a part of this incredibly iconic and epic showmanship. You know, and I got to see even like the nice thing about Brian Newman's show is that, you know, not only is he playing, you know, really cool music that's inspired him from, you know, the beginnings of rock and roll, and the beginnings of jazz and the beginnings of rhythm and blues, but he's also bringing burlesque back to Vegas on a mainstream level in a very classy way, you know, having these like pinup girls dressed in these like pinup type dresses and, you know, wearing feather boas and doing their show and wearing tassels and all of that. It's just, it's unbelievable. I highly suggest, if you can do it, go see Brian Newman. If Lady Gaga's there at the same time, it's the icing on the cake, believe me. It's just, I had a phenomenal experience, and I would love to sit down and interview her, not just on being the Tudor brand ambassador, but on who she is and what she's done and where she's going. So definitely stay tuned for more. If you want to work with me, I do charge a $150 consultation fee. That's for an hour of my time on the phone or in person if you're in Vegas. And if you want to then work with me thereafter to purchase a watch, I'll deduct the $150 you paid from the final purchase price. Check out my website, www.amitdevhonda.com. You can check out my world-renowned blog. You can listen to a podcast. You can watch a video. You can check out my pre-owned section for watches, which is called Amit's Corner Shop. You can also check out a brand I distribute, which is called Kingsley 1945 Watches. And until next time, rock on, fly back, and stay happy.